Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, so many voices. Which one do you listen to? It's an important question for all of us, isn't it? This morning I was talking to my youngest son, and we went out snowmobiling one day this last weekend. And what was interesting is one of the snowmobiles, the lights went out, namely the one that I was on. And so we went this 26-mile round trip, and we got out into the middle of nowhere. And I thought, I wonder if we're going to have enough light for me to see to get back, because I knew that it was already flickering. I was having problems with the light on this snowmobile. And so we got halfway to the halfway mark. We turned around. It was getting real dark, so we had to hurry up and get back. And what was interesting is the lights went just dead. No lights at all. My son had a light on his little snowmobile. And so what I did is I said, why don't you go before me, and then I'll follow you. And the reason I'm saying this is because this morning we were talking about the Word of God. And every once in a while I'll just say, what is the Ten Commandments? What's the first one? What does it mean all the way to the tenth? What does it mean? And what's the fulfilling of the law? Love, Matthew 22:37. And I said, well, you know what? I said, what's so important about you, you know, because we were going somewhere this morning. I said, I want you to have your books with you all the time. And I said, it's that important that you keep reading, keep your mind on the Word of God. And then I told him about what I just shared with you about how we were on the path. And I said, do you remember just this weekend when the lights went out on my snowmobile? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you remember when I told you to go before me? And he said, yeah. I said, well, you need to lead the way. And the only way that you can lead the way is when you follow the light of men. And his name is Jesus Christ. I said, that's why you need the word in you constantly. And I said, as well, when you look at scripture, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When we follow the Christ, we can lead others. But until then, we cannot. As a matter of fact, that's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, follow me as I follow Christ, period. And when we do that, friends, we're always going to end up in the right place because he promises us the end result. I also want to say this, when you look at John 10:5, it says, a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. So if my son knows the word like the back of his hand, guess what's always going to come to him in the darkest of times? The Word of God. And he's always going to know to keep his eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of his faith. And his path is always going to be lit up because that's what the Christ does. And it's exactly the truth of the matter. That's why we need to stay in the Word. But we're going to be talking about that at the end of the show today. So many voices. And the question I lay to your candor is, which one do you listen to? I'm going to play a parable, an analogy, if you will. Comparable to the Word of God. And someone sent this to me over the weekend, and it just highlights exactly what I'm talking about right now in such a fashion where I didn't even want to script it out. I just want to play it for you so you can hear him tell the story that I, in part, just shared with you before the end of the show. So with that said, friends, if you want to jump online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. If you go over to the top of the page, Sons of Liberty Radio Live, subscribe to that feed, please. Subscribe to that feed. We are rebuilding over the last year and a half now. YouTube pulled our sites down. So did Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio Live, subscribe to that live feed. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And that is on the top left side of the page as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, let me say it this way. For as much as I am sick of sharing the same information with you, I must keep it out there so people understand the severity of the times. And the reason I'm bringing this up right now is because it's interesting. Of course, this morning, the first thing I see on my social media platform, and of course, again, folks, cause of death unknown, but we have Stephanie Bissonette, Mean Girls Broadway cast member. She was 32 years old. She just mysteriously died. Yeah, this is happening all day long, friends. And what was interesting is, folks, I didn't need to dig for it. It was just here. The mainstream media is highlighting the deaths as well, and they're acting as if they don't know the cause of death, but we know all the more as to what's going on. Matter of fact, did you know that over 92% of the people in this country alone, this is good news, folks, but it's taken them 3 years to catch on. That's why we reiterate the points and the information that we are even now, friends, to wake people's eyes, to open their eyes, to awaken them, to reprove the darkness, which giveth light, friends, by the light and the power of the light, Ephesians 5:11. But look at pulled up here, friends, celebrity deaths in 2022. Incredible. Bob Saget, Leslie Jordan, a lot of these names I don't even know, just for the record. Sydney Poitier, we have Naomi Judd, Coolio, tons of rappers, tons of black people have died over the last 3 years. And there's, look at this, if you're on social media platforms, there's just a list that goes on, cause of death undisclosed. You can see this right here. They don't want to tell you the reason of the death, and we already know why and how it is that they died. Heart failure, he was older, but again, look at the time. Louis Anderson, complications from cancer. We know that when the experimental drugs hit your body, what it does is it breaks down your DNA and it also explodes in your body as a cause of cancer. Here's another one. Look at this, undisclosed, friends. Another one, heart failure. All the same reason they're dying. Here's another one, cause of death, unknown. 57 years old, 81, blood cancer. That could be probably verifiable, probably legitimate on so many different fronts. And then the list goes on. Cause of death, cancer. Cause of death, natural causes. Cause of death, unknown. Taylor Hawkins, he just got his shot. The drummer for, and I can't stand these individuals, but it's the Foo Fighters. You got the brain cancer, Tom Parker, 33 years old, folks. Another one, Estelle Harris, natural causes, complications from pneumonia. And again, the list goes on, but what I want you to see is I want you to see and hear for yourself as to what is transpiring right now. And I want you to see this when we come back. I'm going to play someone from the German parliament. She's a woman, and she's got the internal fortitude of 100 men. And I want you to listen to what she has to say. And again, folks, just reiterating this information for the very purposes that it's continuously keeps resurfacing the same things over and over and over again. And the mainstream media would have you believe just the opposite as to the cause of so many of their deaths. 1-866-582.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, listen, what we want to do is I want to verify everything I'm saying here, and I don't know how we can't, especially when we have the information right in front of us, but I always like it when I can give the news when they say it themselves. That's how we always like to do it here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But I highlighted over the weekend who profited the most over the last 3 years. And then I put a post link there to the top 10 most profitable pharmaceutical companies. And, folks, it's staggering the money these people have made. It's not just the big pharma. It's all the alliances with this fascist state that your government is illegally working hand in glove with, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And it must lawfully be stopped. But all of the companies, folks, and namely the big pharma, a lot of them were going bankrupt before this pandemic, for those that did not take the time to know the difference, and now they are enjoying their wealth off the backs of the taxpayers in the United States of America. So if you think if you're going to the grocery store and they're offering you a free vaccination, think again, friends. It's not free. It's not like the current administration wrote the check out to make sure that you were healthy. No, if that was the case, then what they need to do is deal with the health industry, the medical industry, namely Western medicine in the United States, and ask them the question, why is it people are scared to death to get sick? I'll tell you why. Because if they get sick, they know that it's going to cost them more money than they have to actually get cured, if it's possible that they can be cured. Acts 10:38, Christ is the one that heals, in him alone, period. So with that said, friends, I want you to see this for yourself, and I want you to hear it for yourself concerning
in his book,
what's
I found
happening.
A very interesting sentence. He said, I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person.
I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person. Whoa! That's pretty staggering.
Who wrote this in 1936? So, to me, that was quite a revelation. And other doctors have said the same thing, that vaccination is really a time bomb within the human system that can go off 5 years, 10 years, 40 years after the vaccination. You can have this time bomb go off. You can have a stroke, heart attack, because it's always there in your system. You never get rid of it. And apparently, it's always an alien force in your physique.
Okay, so you heard that. Well, a doctor said he never found in a human body, in his anatomy, cancer in an unvaccinated person. Okay, just to clarify what we're being... what we're covering right now. I want to go over to Germany really quick, and I want you to listen to a member of parliament, Christine Anderson. And I want to tell you what, folks, this woman has the internal fortitude for 100 men. Really, seriously. Because we played her before, her audio, her videos, and what she has to say, everybody needs to hear. And this isn't a joke, folks, because it's the same thing and the same message we've been trying to share with you since day one of this plandemic. And a plandemic it is, without a shadow of a doubt. Check this one out.
Vaccine campaign, it will go down as the biggest scandal in medical history, and moreover, it will be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity.
Wow. The biggest crime on humanity. Look at how they profited from all of this, friends. Look at how Big Pharma has profited. Just think about this. Well, Rand Paul and others were grilling Anthony Fauci. And you all the well know, for those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Rand Paul's wife, behind Rand Paul's grilling of Anthony Fauci, was buying up stock in Remdesivir. I just wanted to clarify that for you all. But do you notice how the floodgates were open and not a one of them put a stop to this? And I'm talking about federal government. I'm talking about a majority in state government. I'm not talking about all. But notice how everybody, and notice how all the governments in unison just attacked the people instantaneously without knowing the facts. And isn't it interesting as well, the biggest fraud perpetrated on humans since the beginning of time. And who calls himself the father of the vaccine? The same one that's guilty of deceiving the masses. And I've said it since day one. People will say, who's worse, Bradley, Trump or Obama? Well, everybody knew Obama was a con man. He wasn't even good at it. The problem that you're having with Donald Trump is he was good at it. And the reason people loved him so much is because they are just like him. See, and that's why they call themselves Christians, because Donald said he was, though he acted like the devil on so many different fronts, and we judge him by his fruits, and that's how we know the difference between as if he was a righteous man or an unrighteous man, found in Matthew 7:16. Okay, so let me go fast forward just concerning this one point here, and I want you to listen to Dr. Peter McCullough real quick, and I want you to listen to what he has to say, because it's taken people 3 years and millions upon millions of people on a global basis that have died from adverse side effects before they took heed to one of the major doctors that was involved in opening the eyes of the people on a global basis, who was heavily censored like so many of the rest of us, was heavily censored like like so many of us were. But what is he saying now? I want you to listen to this, because he does in part have some good news for the people, but it's not good enough, friends, that Peter McCullough says what Peter McCullough says. Because they know that a fraud has been perpetrated on the masses on a global basis. It's not good enough for the people on a global basis to turn the other cheek and walk the other way. I just seen this morning Anthony Fauci, a video going around of Anthony Fauci from 10 years ago and one from 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he was talking about AIDS, and he was telling you exactly what he's doing to the experimental drugs today. Folks, they were putting it in vaccines for the sodomites, and they were actually killing them. They were putting AIDS into their bodies. This wasn't just a pandemic that came out of nowhere, friends. This was created Anthony Fauci told on himself 20 years ago and 10 years ago. He tried to perpetuate the same agenda and push forth the same agenda that he just got away with pushing over the last 3 years. How many times do these people need to be caught before the people hold them accountable for their crimes? And what are we seeing on the national front right now? We're seeing people going to jail for opposing the criminal administration of Joe Biden. And right next to him is Donald Trump, who's running for president again. And it's interesting, everybody's being, another one just got charged, and he's going to jail for 5 years now because he was one of those luckless souls that happened to be there on January 6th in Washington, D.C. But Donald's out. The leader of the coup is out, and he's running for the presidency of the United States of America. But it seems that those 18 people that we know of are being charged for crimes they did not commit. We have a First Amendment here, and we can see our First Amendment is under attack. But what's happening? They're pushing the narrative regardless, and they're charging innocent people while Donald Trump's out there running for the presidency. I mean, as if to suggest this government has the authority to suppress those that are standing up on the behalf and giving forth a redress of their grievances. This is the message, folks. That is a totalitarian government. That's not a good place to be. It's not a good place for the American people to sit back and allow it to go on, either. But pay attention how this whole thing's being played out, friends. It's confusion by design. But the confusion comes to those that keep their eyes off the living God. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. Now let's go over to Peter McCullough, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say. And again, let me just say this. It's a sad day in America that it took people 3 years to finally figure out what's going on. Check this out.
I mean, 92% of Americans are saying no more. I mean, this is astonishing. It's blown up in their face. You know what's really happened, too? Is that the Band-Aid has been ripped off the entire vaccine agenda, Alex. And this is now doctors like myself are reexamining the whole rationale for, when I was born, there were three vaccines. Three. A child today now faces something like 72 injections.
You know that insane.
Children at the day they're born are given hepatitis B antigen vaccine, that one-year-olds are given influenza vaccine. People are starting to question this aggressive vaccination schedule, actually vaccinating for easily treatable illnesses like bacterial infections like diphtheria and pertussis. People are starting to question the whole thing. I'm talking to more and more parents that say, you know what, we've lost our trust in vaccines overall.
Well, of course. But why is it taking us this long to figure it out? And again, it shows you as to the voices that the people are listening to on a massive scale. And it's not the right voices, friends. It truly isn't. I'm going to come back, and I want to play this out for you because I think it is absolutely... It's very fitting for the times. It aligns itself with the word that we've been preaching here for, my wife brought up yesterday, 20 years. Not 16, 17, 18. 20 years on radio. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House January 6th committee would like the Justice Department to prosecute former President Trump. The panel's approved four criminal referrals: obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to make a false statement, and the big one, as read by Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States. The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
All nine committee members voted in a single vote to approve the referrals. The committee was then adjourned. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy. So it's interesting they brought that topic up that we were just highlighting. Folks, accuse others as what you're guilty of, Revelation 12:10. And who's the accuser of the brethren? And Joseph Goebbels. And I brought this up on Saturday as well, how they're driving the narrative. What they're doing is they're accusing the others of what they're guilty of. Violent attacks during this transition, violent attacks. Hey, folks, 80 million people voting in Joe Biden, they want you to believe? I attack what they say, and it's important that we do. 80 million, they want you to believe 80 million people voted in Joe Biden. I said on Saturday, friends, 80 million people voted him in, then why do they need to take our military and surround him in protecting him from the 80 million people that allegedly just voted him in? Don't give me that. Last week I was highlighting, friends, on screen for you, showing you the articles, showing you the cop shots of these criminals that were busted for voter fraud. Well, isn't it the same mainstream media that's trying to denounce any voter fraud taking place? Yet I'm highlighting the criminals that have been busted for voter fraud. There's no truth in these people. I need to bring this up right now. And I'm going to wait for it to pull up. There's no truth in these people. And furthermore, you know what's interesting is I just covered this over the weekend as to how Bill Gates and the likes of a Jeff Bezos who are buying up all of these outlets and they're paying for the narratives. That's dangerous. That's a monopoly, too. Where's the checks and balances in government, friends? Okay, well, everybody knows. So I can just get an answer back right there. Well, Bradley, there's no checks and balances. They're supposed to be. And if they're not going to check and balance each other, then what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to check and balance them. And then when we do that, what do? We have the government accusing us of crimes that they themselves are guilty of. It's all, friends, this isn't speculation. This is all on film. Where are the FBI informants? That people can, they have them on film, leading the people to be entrapped as they were enticed by Donald Trump. And after they were entrapped, what happened? Then they were attacked, and then they were accused for the crimes that the D.C. police and the paid provocateurs were sending in. This is how they work. They sent the brown shirts in, friends. That's why the American people, what is it, 72% of the American people believe that the FBI is the Gestapo in the hands of Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3? How do you work for somebody? Let me just say this. I love the institution of government. I absolutely, it's God ordained. Exodus 21, 2021, and 25. I love it. But I love good government. I hate injustice. And what I'm seeing this said government do today is the opposite of why they've been ordained by God. And we have every right in the world to stand against their tyrannies. And we have these agencies trying to browbeat people into submission by throwing them in jail for having the audacity to do what it is that God gave them the right to do in the first place. I got one question. To those people that are working for those agencies, how do you say that you're just doing your job when you know the person that you're working for is lying, stealing, and having you doing the killing for them? Do you not realize that you're up next? Galatians 6:7? My goodness, you can't make it up. And then I can hear one of these guys right now say, oh, Bradley, you're just a punk. You have no idea what you're talking about. No. One thing you have to understand is I am a preacher. I'm anointed. And I'm called by God to understand what His Word says. And what also happens to those that sow bad seeds into their life, especially when the Lord says it rains on the just and the unjust. That means whatever seeds you're sowing in your life, you will reap. Period. And sooner or later it's going to catch up to you. And don't sit back and get angry at the mercy of the Lord or His said ambassador in this earth for warning you to flee from the wrath to come, because it's just a matter of time before your foot slips, brother. Period. I'm sick and tired of corruption in agencies that are supposed to, well, that are selling themselves as the good guys. I am tired of it. And I'm tired of people going along as if to suggest what they're saying is true. Pay attention to what they do. Why don't you try it that way once? And you'll understand exactly as to who they are and what it is that they're responsible for doing. Let me say this. Going back to my point, it just pulled up for me. German editor converted, came out after years of working for the mainstream media, namely in Germany. His name is Dr. Udo Ufkat. Listen to me carefully. He said that the entire mainstream media is totally fake. I can pull the video up. I'm not going to do that for the sake of time. The entire mainstream media is totally fake. They are taught to lie, the said journalist, to betray the people and to not tell the truth to the public. How do you work for people like that? He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. Oh, that's way out there. I had Kevin Shipp on video with me, who's a former CIA, super cool guy. He's suing the CIA. And what was interesting is I asked him the question live. By the way, did William Casey, the former CIA director, Kevin, did he really say the quote that I'm going to give you now? We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people and public believes is false. He said, yes, that's exactly what he said. And he went on to tell us that he used to work under William Casey, former CIA director, who, by the way, when they were done using old arrogant William Casey, guess what? They find him at the bottom of a lake. Why? Because they didn't need him anymore. He knew too much. You know, it reminds me of Bugsy Siegel, who said back in the 30s, he said, concerning the mob, he said, we don't kill anybody but our own. And that's how the enemy does business. Hey, that's why I'm telling you to flee your black taskmaster. I know one that sets men free. His name is Jesus Christ, John 8:32. But I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of listening to this narrative where you have said representatives accusing Americans of what agencies are guilty of. And so should you. And again, the burden of proof lies on them, not on you. Hey, one question, especially if you're a first-time listener today. Where does the government have, where do they have a law given unto them to do the wrong thing? I'm curious. Where is it that they have a law to do the wrong thing? I can't find that in the Constitution. But we do have provision throughout the Constitution where it tells us if they do the wrong thing that we are to right the wrongs. And then when we do that, this is what they do. They want to send the message that we're not going to put up with it. And folks, we need to let them know we're not going to put up with it. Okay, this is how tyranny begins to stick its head out and to begin to bulldoze their opposition. And by the grace of God, I'm going to have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. I am for the law, friends. I am for the law, period. And we need to get back to that law that keeps us free if obeyed. Thank God for the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, read the whole of it. Speaking of the media, I wanted to cover this really quick. Look at this. Another CNN producer, listen to this, from CNN. And for those that don't know, CNN's, you know, the fact checkers that Facebook uses besides Snopes, which we know is a CIA cover. It's interesting. And the FBI is now helping them, too. I just highlighted this last week. They're censoring anybody that exposed them for their crimes. And then if they're exposed for their crimes, guess what's happening, friends? They resign. And the American people let them resign. Also, hey, folks, to all you criminals in jail right now, the government just wants to come in and they want you to resign from your crimes. Okay, and they're going to set you free tomorrow. Is that how it works? Absolutely not. There's consequence for laws broken. Resign? Really? Americans, that doesn't apply to you and me, and they work for us. Oh, my goodness, folks. But look at this. Another CNN former employees are fact checkers that Facebook uses. Did you know that? Okay. Another CNN producer faces life in prison after pleading guilty to horrific child sex abuse. Tim Brown just kicked this one off on the 17th over the weekend. This is where you're getting your media from. And all those other journalists, they like to call themselves, that are promulgating the information. Keep in mind, we played the video for you before, friends, where they're all saying the same thing, an hour apart across the United States of America. Starts over in the East Coast, right? And then it makes its way to the West Coast. All giving forth the same message. Why? Because they're all reading the same script from the same ones that are driving the propaganda narratives in the first place. This is why we need to get back to the Word of God. And this is exactly what we're going to cover when we come back, friends. So many voices. To which one do you listen? Again, friends, I just want to tell you this is highly encouraging, but it's exactly right on target when it comes to the message of the day. So many voices, it's easy to understand which ones to put down. I'll tell you what, confusion comes from a place where you have forsaken wickedly, as King David said. You've wickedly forsaken the Lord. Don't depart from him. Get back to him, friends. Get back to the cross and feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. And again, I'm anticipating this. This is fantastic. I'm going to play this out. It's an audio video, and it is all about listening to the right voice and holding to the right one that's giving forth that voice. Cool? John 14:6. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I got to make this quick. I have to play this out. So many voices. To which one do you listen? Scripture tells us throughout that we are not to take heed to the voice of a stranger. The voice of a stranger we will not follow. Nope, we follow the Christ here. Read John 10:5 when you get a moment. And with that, let me give you this testimonial of an individual that can tell you exactly what I continuously tell you in a different form and fashion. Check.
I was in Alaska doing a lawsuit. We're way out in the Aleutian Islands, getting ready to leave and go back to Anchorage and then home. And I had a ticket in my pocket to get on an airplane. A pastor came up and he said, "Listen, I can save you money." I said, "How's that?" He said, "I flew a small airplane up here. And I fly a small airplane, and I can take you in my little airplane, and you can save your ticket." And this did not sound... I said, "Gee, thank you so very, very much. But I've got this ticket. We'll just make our way on home, me and this other lawyer with me." He said, No, you got to do it. You got to do it." And against every better judgment I had, I said, "Okay." Well, we went out to the airport, took us by his little plane, and I looked at it. And I thought, well, one good thing, it's shiny. Then he walked around it. We got in. He's on the left front. I'm on the right front. The other lawyer's sitting right behind me. And he started it up. And it started up just fine. Well, we taxied out. I said, "Should we pray?" He said, "Yeah, that's a good idea. We normally don't." I said, "Well, this time we're gonna." And I'm telling you, I prayed 5-8 minutes. I prayed a long time. We went and got on the runway. He starts down the runway. The plane lifted off ever so gently, and we start climbing. And it's wonderful. Not a problem in the world. We started climbing, and we flew probably 3-4 minutes. And something happened that will never leave my mind. The pilot turned to me, and he said, "We're going in the clouds, and I can't fly in clouds. They make me pass out." I said, "Clouds make you do what?" Now, it's been cloudy all day. And we go right up into the clouds, and you can't see anything. And he looks at me, and his eyes roll back in his head. And he starts mumbling, and he passes out. Passed out cold. Now, I grabbed him, and I shook him, and I said, "Come on, you got to wake up so I can kill you." Now, we're in the clouds, flying along with no pilot. And my friend in the back seat said, "We're dead, aren't we?" I said, "There's a very good chance of that, yes." He said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "I don't know." But there was a radio right there, and I handed him the microphone, and I said, "Start asking for help." So he's in the back seat reaching up, and he said, "Hello, hello." We didn't know any proper radio etiquette. All we were saying was hello. And somebody answered back, "Hello, hello. Don't you guys know proper radio etiquette?" And I said, "Give it to me." I said, "Tell, we don't know nothing. Tell them we're in an airplane with a passed out pilot and we don't know how to fly this plane." The guy said, "I'm a freighter flying out of Anchorage on the way to Tokyo." And he said, "You're telling me you have nobody who can fly that plane with you?" I said, "Tell them that's correct." Now you got to understand, I am sweating bullets. He said, "The first thing I'm going to do is start circling so I don't lose you. Because I'll fly out of range of your radio and you won't have me anymore.
Listen carefully."
And he said, "I'm going to get Anchorage Emergency for you. And Anchorage Emergency will be the people that can maybe help you. Try to save your life." After about 5 minutes, Anchorage came on and said, "We understand you have a passed out pilot. And those of you do not know how to fly that plane." We said, "That's right." They said, "Well, the first thing we got to do is find you." And I'll never forget what this man at Anchorage said. He said, "My job is to get you home safe." He said, "That's my job." But he said, "Here's the deal. If you want me to get you home safe, you got to promise me you'll obey my voice." He said, "You can't see me, but I can see you." And he said, "If you're not going to obey my voice, you're going to die." When you can't see anything, you have no idea how disorientated you become. Finally, he said, "Okay, I found you. Now hear me clear." He said, "You're 4 minutes from a mountain." He said, "You're going to crash in that mountain and die. Follow my voice." I never said, "I have to follow your voice? Is that reasonable?" You see, I understood without his voice, I had nothing. And do you understand? Without God's voice, you have nothing. Nothing. Finally, he got us turned. And he said, "I'm freezing all the traffic in the area." He said, "It's going to take me 1.5 hours to get you to Anchorage, and there's a lot of weather between you and Anchorage. You're in for a rough ride." And he said, "I want you to hear me. I don't want you to look at what's going on outside. I don't want you to pay attention to the storm, just my voice." He said, "If you start watching the storm, you will die. But I'll take you through it." Now, because they cleared all the traffic, several pilots, those nighttime freighters, those 747s, started talking to us. They said, "We're praying for you, men. You're going to make it. But listen to the voice. That's the key." They said, "Trust the voice. You realize your head is full of voices. And everybody in this world wants to talk to you. And everybody wants to be the controlling voice. And God says, I want you to be a living sacrifice. I want you to put yourself on the altar and let my voice be your voice." Finally, we went through the worst of the weather, but there was still more. And then the voice came back and it said, "Now, I'm going to line you up." He said, "I'm going to bring you in right down the runway. And at the foot of the runway are some lights, and they're in the form of a cross." He said, "Don't you forget this. The cross is the way home." Finally, he's bringing us down. We still can't see anything. And all he kept saying is, "Stay with me. My sheep," the Bible says, "hear my voice and they follow me." Finally, just 200 feet off the ground, we saw the cross. I landed the plane. In fact, I landed it 7 times. Finally, it all came to a stop. And the minute we stopped, the pilot woke up. The voice said, "Thanks for listening. I watch them crash and burn all the time because they won't follow my voice. They don't understand I'm the one who can see them even when they can't see me. But they get the voices in their head and they kill themselves. They self-destruct. Thanks for listening to the voice. Then they put us in a motel room at about 4 in the morning. Knock at my door. I open the door and a man was standing there. He said, "Hello, David." I said, "You're the voice. You're the one who got me home." He said, "I am." Do you understand one day you're going to stand before him and say, "You were the voice"?
Amen.
You're the voice that brought me home. If you're not on that altar as a living sacrifice, your head's full of voices. And then we wonder why kids crash and burn. We wonder why marriages are shattered. And the Lord's saying, "I'm the one who has the voice." All I can remember is that voice saying, "Stay with me. Stay with me. Don't listen to what's going on in your head and don't watch the storm. Stay with me."
You know, his story is filled and it's riddled with scriptural parables. I mean, when Peter was bidding Jesus to come out to the water, he told him to come, and he was doing just fine. He was walking on water, and all of a sudden he started to behold the boisterous waves. And once he started to look at the storm, he started to sink. And I'm even thinking about Exodus 19:5, where it tells us, "If you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people." It's totally true. It's totally true. And then I think about the man standing at his door knocking. Well, Scripture tells us in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." Oh my goodness. That's fantastic. But when he comes in, will he hear his son's heartbeat? That's called being born again, John 3:3. Matter of fact, I want to end the show with this. A few years ago, we flew out to Tennessee and interviewed Sam Kyle. He was the one that was standing right next to MLK when he was shot. He shared with us a powerful story about his grandson. His grandson's name was Baby Quinn. And he had a complete heart transplant at 10 years old. And they found through an ultrasound that he had an underdeveloped heart. The insurance company said they would pay for the birth but not the transplant because it was experimental and only 5 had been done. So they started raising money. "Baby Quinn needs heart" was their campaign motto. And people from all over the country sent in their money. A couple in Chicago was losing their child and they wanted Baby Quinn to have his heart. The doctors took the heart of the dying baby and did a complete heart transplant in the other. It was an absolute miracle. The doctors got so caught up that they waived the fee and the hospital said, "Just pay what you can." This couple in Chicago gave up their child's heart so Baby Quinn could live. Baby Quinn is in his teens and plays soccer today, and every now and then the donor's mother visits Quinn. She grabs him and puts her head upon his chest so that she can listen to her baby's heart. Is that what the Father does to you concerning the heart of Christ in you?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.